Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Tick-tock body rock, tick-tock body rock, tick-tock body rock. Do you know what really sucks? Hi, Jazzy.
Hi.
I'm going to start this show off today with a rant. Okay, are you ready for this? I won't go into the song either. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you familiar with what's called Harlem Shake?
I just saw a video on that yesterday.
Okay. And?
I still don't quite know what the Harlem Shake is.
Okay. That's good. Because if you knew and understood and thought it was funny and great and wonderful and all that stuff, I might have some negative feedback for you. Tonight's rant, and I might even have several rants tonight, because tonight, this is Wednesday, it's rant night. Not really rant night. But I'm going to rant, because I want to rant. And I watched this Harlem Shake thing, because it's been talked about now for a couple of weeks, and it's kind of, oh, look, ooh, popular, ooh, viral, trending, ooh, look, it's all over the place, blah, 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 blah. It's stupid. I'm sorry. I cannot say this cleanly, clearly, and with the least bit of positive inflection or any kind of thing that might be considered positive. It's not cool. It's contrived. It's forced. It's obviously got no merit whatsoever. There's no art in it. It is silly. Here's the thing. So I actually looked into it as well. I had to read up on it. I had to know what it was because I'm one of these pop culture guys. I like to know stuff. I like to understand origins and meanings and things, you know, big words, that's me. Etymology. I'm a one of those guys. So I had to find out what it was. Do you know what the rules are for Harlem Shake, Jazzy?
I mean, I just saw a video on it yesterday. So not really.
Did you know that there were even rules? Did you even know that there were rules?
I mean, there's rules everywhere. Rules are made to be broken, right?
No, but you see, this is the thing. Harlem Shake is supposed to be one of these flash mob spontaneous things, right? The idea concept is supposed to be you go someplace, you do something. Oh, hey, look, everybody else gets involved. Bam. It's not really like that. There are rules to this. You play the stupid song. I can't remember the name of the song. By an artist named Bauer. The song itself is fine. I don't mind the song. So they play 15 seconds of the song. In that first 15 seconds, you have somebody wearing a helmet or a heavy hat where you can't see the person's face or a mask. And they're doing some kind of goofy little kooky stupid dance, which I'm doing right now, you know. And it's in a space or a room where there's other people who don't seem to notice what he or she is doing. It's like they just don't see that guy dancing in the room. It's like, we don't know what this guy's doing. We don't even know he's there. He's just... No, we don't see him, so we don't know he's there. And then right at that 15-second mark, everybody else spontaneously jumps into some kind of other stupid, kind of weirdly weird, stupid dance that might may or may not have anything to do with anything else, or which may or may not have any concept of being, look, we stopped the videotape there. Everybody got into position. They got into costume. They got into stuff. They started getting their stuff and started shaking their shake and their shake and theirs. And they got out. And then, bam, they have some kind of stupid, goofy, weird dance for 15 seconds. End play. It's dumb. It's got no merit to it. There's no art to it. There's no interest to it. It is... See, and I'm comparing this to Gangnam Style. I like Gangnam Style. I think it's a fun little video. I think the parodies are fun as well. But there was thought put into it. There was effort. There was some writing put into it. There was some style and there was some design. There was some concept and thought and art to it. It may not be high art. It may not be good art. It may not even be a good song. It may not even be a well-done song, well-written. It will not change the world and make it a better place. However, there was at least some artistic merit to it. The guy could dance. The guy could sing. The song was catchy. Oh, bada bing. Harlem Style? Harlem Shake? Give me a break! First rant of the night?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar?
Yes, that.
Ah, yeah.
That's even better. I like that. I could use a Kit Kat bar. But by the way, and EW just commented about Milkshake, I actually like that song too. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard. Boys to the yard. I tell ya, but then I have to kill ya. Oh boy. Whatever. However the rest of that stupid song goes, you too. I like some of the parody
then
songs versions.
Then I have to charge.
Yeah, whatever. I don't charge. You know me. I'm a zombie. We don't charge for hugs. We give them freely. And expect...
And then you eat their brain.
Yes, we expect a pound of flesh in return. So, today's show, I wanted to talk about zombies, obviously. But I wanted to talk about zombies from various places and things. And I'm into high concepts as well. I mean, you know I do this because I like to think about big things and thinks and thoughts and things that are all over the place. And then look, hey, Wolfie joined us. Hi, Wolfie. I'm not typing in the chat much today. I don't feel like it. I'm in standing mode, so it's like shaboomba. And on that note, we go on to the next thing. I am going to read a... Yeah, Shaboomba. That's hello in zombie. Shaboomba.
Oh.
It might mean something else in another language. I don't know and don't care. I'm doing my little dance. 15 seconds in. Bam! Everybody stupid dance. Damn stupid video. Three. This is... Okay. Going back to the rant. That's it. So, as a result of that... And a couple of other events that occurred in the last couple of days, things that really just pissed me off and whatever. I've been thinking, you know what? Sometimes I just get to that point where I want to say, screw you, humanity. I think it's almost time for the zombie apocalypse to come. What does humanity have to offer the rest of the world that has not been, like, even value-wise to the world? What does humanity bring to the world? Come on, Jazzy.
I bring
high concept.
You... I bring you my artistic thoughts.
Okay. That's cool. And so you belong to the 1%.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So humanity brings headaches? Yes, they certainly do that. So, well, okay, that's it. Screw it. We're going into a different concept right now then. What reason, what purpose does humanity bring to this planet? Besides to be food for zombies.
To be yummy food for zombies?
I'm good with that. But beyond that, let's go into high concept thing. Well, yes, Jack, that is correct. I am talking about the species as an overall concept, not as the individual. The individuals, like I've many said times often to many, many people, and I'll say here now again just to reiterate it. I've met many people... And most people I've met, I like, they're good people, or as the song goes, I think you're freaky, but I like you a lot. Individuals are usually quite easy to deal with. Most people have their idiosyncrasies, and their little peculiar quirks and whatever stuff as I wave my hands in the air, and you guys can all see. You can see me dance, right? Okay, so the individualities aspect is... Yeah, okay, a lot of cool people in the world. And even a lot of the people who aren't cool, they still have something cool about them. But what does humanity, as a species, bring to the world?
Yes. According to Jack, they're the most annoying species ever.
Yes, I will agree with that. I mean, who else but humanity has brought annoying telemarketing phone calls? Guess what? I want to be a cruise ship today. I want to cruise for two today.
I got that a few days ago. Did you answer the phone and say hello and get a...
No, I answered the phone and said, congratulations, you have just won a trip for two on a cruise. That's what we said. All include paid. Yes. And you know what I said? Shut the front door! And then I hung up. Because obviously they were listening.
Yeah, I just hang up on those.
Because obviously they were listening to me, so it's like, oh my god, I'm going to have fun with these people and, like, screw with their heads. Like, no, man. But moving on to something else. I still haven't got an answer. And the people in the chat room, by the way, think about this. Think. Think upon your sins. Okay, wait. Jack has now commented something. Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's good. I agree with that. Mostly, sort of, kind of, maybe. Yep. But, changing gears right now. This is a headline. I came across this headline a couple of days ago. So I'm going to share this with you all, because, you know, I consider you all my friends, and I like you people, and this is interesting, newsworthy stuffs. This comes to us from the National Post. Canada will never be a safe haven for zombies, Foreign Minister John Baird tells us in the House of Commons. So, much like you guys have a Senate and the debate and everything else where people talk about stuff and laws and they do all that nine-yard stuff in the U.S. politics, we have what's called the House of Commons. It's the same idea. Our senators and our representatives all get together and debate the issues of the day. So, apparently, in the session of Parliament that was going on a couple of days ago, the Foreign Affairs Minister told the House of Commons that Canada will never be a safe haven for zombies, that he wanted to assure this member and all Canadians that he is dedicated to ensuring that this never happens. Now, why did he have to reply like this and respond? Because apparently the NDP MP Pat Martin, I'll leave you to that, you guys probably don't know who he is, that's fine, asked if Canada is working with the US to ensure that its citizens are safe from a zombie apocalypse. And I just had to say, shut the front door! No, it's not getting the laugh funny that I thought it would. I'm so sad. Although the NDP might be putting a carbon tax on zombie survival kits. That's funny.
What?
I hadn't read that part before. Do you know what a carbon tax is?
No.
Okay, carbon tax is what they do is they make you pay a little bit extra to deal with the fact that when you throw that in the garbage, somebody else has to pay to clean that up. So it's like a recycling fee.
Okay.
Whatever, it's a Canadian thing right now. We're really strong on this whole, hey, guess what? We want to be good for the environment. If you pay a couple of dollars extra, we'll make sure that that gets recycled when you're done with it. And my answer to that was, Jazzy?
Shut the front door.
Precisely! Because it's cold outside. All right. So that news bit is now done.
Let's not even get started on the weather.
Huh? Let's not get started. Are you kidding me? I love this weather.
It's 6 degrees out.
6 degrees, that would be American, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's t-shirt weather for me. Sorry. I don't mind 6 degrees. I am Canadian, as you know. 6 degrees is like, okay, I'm wearing my t-shirt right now. The interior temperature here is at 20 degrees, which I think is about, what, 45 your guys' way? So I'm comfy with that temperature. That's t-shirt weather. I'm t-shirt and shorts right now. You can't see me because I'm dancing.
Wait, I'm confused.
What?
It's freezing outside.
Yes.
There's snow on the ground, and you'd go out in a t-shirt?
I do when I'm unloading the trucks, yes.
That's crazy.
No.
You're crazy.
No, it's not. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
You can't prove it.
Uh-huh.
My mommy had me tested. I'm not crazy.
But this isn't t-shirt weather.
Yes, it is. I have unloaded trucks in full blizzard weather conditions. Okay? When you get used to the weather like that, it's not that difficult to deal with. Now, when it gets to minus 40 below, which I think is about, oh, I don't know what the hell temperature that would be for you guys. What, 10 below, 12 below, 20 below? 20 below, I think that's it. That's a little cold, and you need some warmer weather gear on for that. But this winter has been crazy, okay?
Warm crazy. And then cold, and then warm, and then cold.
Precisely. We get snowstorm, we get 30, sorry, a foot and a half of snow in one night. Bam! Oh, look, lots of snow. 2 days later, we're getting rain. Most of that snow is gone. What the? Where did it go? I swear to God, there was snow here a few minutes ago. Bam. And then 2 days later after that, oh, look, sub-zero temperatures again. And look, half a foot of snow. Where the hell is the snow coming from? I think there's some mighty peculiar things going on in the world right now. And I'm not just talking sociologically or idiosyncratically or even in the news. And EW doesn't even know what snow is because he's in Texas.
Hush. I've already talked to him about that today.
Really?
He can hush. Yes.
He can hush?
He can
That's
hush.
A good song, you know, by Deep Purple. I'm not going to go there. It's a good song.
Not only is the fact that it snows and then it warms up and rains and then snows again is an issue. People do not know how to drive in this.
Okay, some people do not know how to drive in this. Some of us grew up with it. We know how to drive in it.
Well, I've grown up with it, and I know how to drive in it, but that doesn't stop some other idiot from hitting me with their car because they don't know how to drive in it.
Yeah, let's blame the Democrats and the Republicans. And the Libertarians. And who other, what other parties are there down there in the States? The Green Party. Yeah, them too.
The Pink Party.
The Communist Party, them too. They're all responsible for it. The Tea Party?
Yeah.
I like that band. It's a good band. They have good music. They're Canadian too, I think. Yeah. Good band. Make good music. I might even have one of their songs as an intermezzo
Let's
at some point.
Let's go have a tea party.
No.
Yeah.
No. Wait. The Teddy Bears Tea Party?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. They're having a picnic, not a tea party. They're having a picnic, not a tea party.
Yeah, they're having a picnic.
Yes, every night.
But they can have a picnic at my tea party. It's okay.
Sure. Okay.
They can.
Okay. So, I'm going to hit you with another... two more... news bits. I'm going to start with this first one. The whole thing about zombies nowadays in pop culture and in contemporary news or whatever is making me giggle all the time. So I've got two news bits. I have to pull up the other one because I completely forgot about it. I think it was this one. Yep, that one. So this first one is coming to us from, CNN again. Zombie foreclosures! Borrowers hit with debts that won't die. Roar. Isn't that scary stuff? Scary stuff. So I'm kind of thinking this is the whole, hey, let's blame everything on zombies. Why? Why does everybody want to blame everything on zombies? What have zombies ever done to anybody? Huh?
They eat people's brains.
Where? Prove it to me. Show me one picture of a zombie that's eaten somebody's brains. Come on. Do it. Do it now. Prove it.
Okay.
Where? You're not going to pull up the bath salts incident, are you? Because that was proven that he wasn't a zombie. And the body that was found in the water recycling plant at that hotel, he wasn't a zombie either. He was just dead.
Okay, how about this one?
Which one? Where are you posting this? Hi, Skip. Skip joined the conversation as well.
I'm posting it in the chat room, maybe not.
Where'd you go? Oh, little doggy, where did that doggy go into my belly? Did you post it yet? Did you post it? Huh?
No, I'm having technical difficulties.
Wait, there you go. Close that. Close it now. Was that you, by the way?
No, that wasn't me. I think that was EW, and I heard some giggling in the background.
No giggling will be permitted on this show. Gosh darn it, dag nabbit, and a piggital pugget a poo.
Okay, but there's a zombie girl. I think it's a girl.
She's eating a cheeseburger.
Eating brains.
She's eating a cheeseburger. No. That's a cheeseburger.
Okay, I'll find you more.
No. You will not be able to find any proof. None whatsoever. Our zombie scientists have made sure and we've combed the entire universe and the internet as well, and we found there are no pictures
of
us.
Where about
that? That's a beard coverer.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Okay. I will find you more.
Uh-huh.
I will find you more.
Mm-hmm.
What about this? Zombie's trying to eat a poor child. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I think you're just pulling at straws young lady.
Look at that poor baby.
That kid is smiling his butt off. Come on. He's not in threat or danger whatsoever. Not even in the least.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, he's perfectly safe. That kid has not got a thing in the world to worry about.
Skip, they are not trying to kiss that baby. They're trying to eat its brain.
They're just giving that kid a warm, friendly hug and sharing him into the world.
Okay, what about zombies eating guts?
Zombies don't eat guts. You're confused.
Look at this.
No.
Explain that right there.
That's right-wing politicians just trying to make things look bad. That's not real. That's a dummy.
Jack, those are not kinder, gentler zombies.
Yes, they are, but that's a dummy. They're just playing with you. They're just trying to sort out some bad propaganda. Oh my God, what the hell is that? Propaganda so that you might incite negative feedback to the zombie community. That is not cool, man. Not cool. Not cool at all.
Okay, what about this one? Explain this one.
He's just trying to pick the lice out of the guy's hair. The guy is a paraplegic. He's obviously incapable of doing some of his own personal grooming. So the guy is just like Skip says, just trying to help get rid of lice. Head lice. Yeah, it's the way it is. I'm trying to find a picture, too. Jeez, it's never the picture around when you want it. What the hell? Man.
I'm seeing a lot of shirts that say, "Zombies eat brains, you're safe."
Yes, that's true. There is a lot of that going around. Crap. She's nice. But that's not really pertinent to the conversation at hand now, is it? No. Okay. Why can't I find this picture?
It's right there.
Crap. Although, I like that picture. That one's pretty creepy, too. Damn it. I know exactly what the picture is. But I cannot find it. Where did you go, you crazy, weird, freaking... Damn it. There we go. Found it.
You found it?
I did. Good. You want to talk about zombies eating people? Come on. This is not a zombie. But it's McDonald's eating people!
Oh, God. Skip wants a zombie eating a cookie.
What? No! I don't need a picture of that. I already have that. I'm here. Okay, so another news bit here for us on the zombie cultural environment today. New zombie cells outperforming the living in the lab. Guess what? Who's got the dog? Who let the dogs out?
Oh, God.
And yes,
I'm sorry, my dogs are going crazy today.
Well, tell them to stop that.
So, I'm about ready to kick them out of the house again.
This report is from scienceworldreport.com. Oh, look, they've got all kinds of sciencey stuff on there. This is about where they have taken dead cells, organic cells, and injected them with zombie silica. So the whole idea is, okay, the cell's not necessarily dead, but they coat the cell with the silica solution. It's kind of like a plastic mold or whatever. And what it does is it completely blends into the cell, and what they do is then they kill that cell and the cell disappears. Now what's left is a zombie cell, which works better than the cell that it replaced. And I'm thinking, my zombie guys are getting ready to do some stuff, and you guys better watch it. Ha ha!
Oh dear.
Ha ha! Here, I'll even post the article in the chat room so people can listen to read it. Because, you know, we
here,
think people can read. Where? I had cookies. I had a lot of cookies today. I went to the grocery store yesterday and they were on special. $2 a bag. And I said, okay, give me three. I was special. But you know what? Jazzy?
Hmm?
Do you know what?
Chicken butt.
Yeah.
your head at?
Mine's right here.
Sorry. Mine's on my head, too, or on my shoulders.
I didn't say mine was on my shoulders. I just said mine's right here.
Well, mine's still attached.
Well, I'm not going to comment on the things that kind of keep you living human-type people's ground in whatever mythology you people say. Huh?
Do I need to get my duct tape out?
No, mine goes on and off all the time whenever I want it. Blinky light. On, off, on, off, on, off.
Whatever you say, ZZ.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you agree. So now, we're going to go to a little bit of a... this is the educational portion of the show. Did you know that zombies has existed in many, and probably pretty much most cultures in the world, gestalt of most existence of people and things and stuff. And one of the oldest mentions that of zombies that I know of is from Sumerian times, in what's called the Epic of Gilgamesh. Listen closely, people. I'm going to say something. I'm going to repeat something. Oh, wait, no, I'm going to read something. This is from the Epic of Gilgamesh, from Sumer. This is Ishtar in the Fury of Vengeance is talking. Father, give me the bull of heaven, so he can kill Gilgamesh in his dwelling. If you do not give me the bull of heaven, I will knock down the gates of the netherworld. I will smash the doorpost and leave the doors flat down, and will let the dead go up to eat the living. And the dead will outnumber the living. Cool, huh? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, coughing.
Oh, don't do that. You don't want to become an undead yet. We still have uses for you yet.
I'm still trying to keep the lungs down.
Oh, you don't need lungs. When you become a zombie, don't worry. You won't have lungs anymore. They won't worry. You won't have to breathe. And when you get sick, you just basically are transmitting it to somebody else. So it's like, who cares?
Well, let's save that till my zombie days, okay? I don't want to be a zombie yet.
Save that till your zombie days.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine with that. So, now, other cultures. I'm going to throw out a few of you. Here's one. Did you know that France has its own kind of zombie?
Are they different than American and Canadian zombies?
They are. Surprisingly really? Enough. In France, and parts of the Celtic humanity, Middle European or whatever, there is something called the Revenant. The Revenant derives from the Latin word revens, and the other French word revenir, which means to return. So the belief was that these were the souls of the dead who could not quite finish what they had done in life. Usually it's a vengeance thing, coming back from the dead to finish off and get revenge against somebody or something or somewhere or whatever, mostly usually a murder. Usually the person themselves being murdered, and come back to exact revenge. Now, it's not an infectious kind of thing. The zombie doesn't actually come back and, oh, look, let's spread a zombie apocalypse upon the plague of the world, blah. No. They're just dead, and they kind of come back and take care of some business, as it were. Now, there's another version of that from Scandinavia and other parts of the Celtic world called the Draugr, which is the same idea. Dead Vikings came back to life because they were unfinished with their stuff. But instead of just fading away, they kind of continue on their little plague of, hey, look, crush, kill, and destroy. Oh, yeah! Oh, I like some of the rest of the things that they're talking about here, too. Guarding treasures. Ooh, my finger's doing the finger thingy. Do you know what the finger thingy is?
Uh-uh.
Oh, look.
Do I want to know?
Treasure. Yeah. Okay. And there's another. Oh, I like the name of this one. Jenganger. It's another Scandinavian revenant where it's an animated corpse that has come back from the dead to spread disease and attack the living. Ooh, I like them. Oh, these guys are usually because they were suicides. Don't do it. Suicide is not a solution. Sorry, that's my moral story of the day. Don't submit suicide, kids. It won't get you nowhere. You're not going to become a zombie that way. You're just going to be dead. And it's also a good, cool song by Ozzy. And the thing that some people confuse or get confused, and whenever they want to talk about it, Ozzy Osbourne has a song called Suicide Solution. Awesome song, very upbeat, very energetic, very powerful, and it says that suicide is bad and is not a good solution. But yet, so many of the, right-thinking people of the world want to say, no, it's talking about people who should kill themselves. No, Pat Boone songs are doing that. No, I'm just joking about that. I like some Pat Boone, so don't get me wrong. Moving on. Here's another one. I'm going to guess at the pronunciation on this one because I don't know this one off the top of my head. Nakzeha. Oh, actually, I got that right. Ha ha! That's cool. Nakzeha. I didn't even look at the pronunciation guide before doing that one.
Where's that one from?
Germany. Why could you not tell with that name?
I figured.
That name was like, whoa, that just screams Germany. Now, not to be confused with more contemporary pop culture Nazi zombies, which are, oh my god, that's just awesome looking. Great movie, Dead Snow, features Nazi Germanys all over the place. It's like, what they did with the Skidoo is like, wow, man, you shredded that guy with the Skidoo. You know how the Skidoos have the treads on the back? Sorry. High-altitude skidoos, where, you know, you're going up alpine stuff. So they have the wheel tracks on the back. Do you know what I speak of? So the guy pulls the skidoo up like this and just runs that over a guy and shreds him. It was an awesome scene. You probably would go, ew. Yes. Oh, hey, this is an interesting thing. So the best way of destroying a Nakzeha is to place a coin in its mouth, then behead it, or hammer a stake through its heart.
Now, how are you going to get close enough to put a coin in its mouth and then behead it without it biting you?
Do you do realize that the concept of myth doesn't necessarily fall into the reality world of, oh, look, we can do that? So I like the rest of this is, does it transforms pigs to drain the life force of unaware people? It has the ability to kill by having their shadow fall on a victim. Interesting. I just got disconnected from the chat room. Are we still here?
That. Yeah.
Did you get disconnected or did I just get disconnected?
You did.
Huh. Well, let's see what happens when
I'm
I reconnect.
Still here.
Oh.
It says you left and then you came back.
Well, let's do that. See what happens.
Oh no, there's two of you.
Actually, there's more than just two. But we won't go on there. So the Nakzeha likes to feed on dead things. Which, that's fine. I can dig that. I can get behind that. Now, we're going to go over to Asia now. There's a whole bunch of different Asian zombies here. Vitala are Hindu zombies. They're not so interesting. They just chant and think about the past and the future and have a deep understanding of human nature. Wow. Trippy, man. Boring! No blood splatter there whatsoever! What the hell? Okay. Jiangshi. Ooh. Which in little translation stands for stiff corpse.
Really?
What the hell was that?
I have no clue. I'm still hearing it.
Are you hearing that too?
I am.
Is that something that EW is playing? Because it's not anything playing on my computer.
Now I hear my family yelling upstairs.
Well, tell them to be quiet. Tell them to be quiet, or I will set them a Pontinac. Pontianak. Oh, apparently it's a corruption of the Bahasa. I'm not going to try and pronounce that. Which translates into "she who has died in childbirth." This is from Indonesia. And this is created when a woman dies in childbirth. These vengeful undead attempt to lure their victims to them with the cries of a baby and then kill them. I like them. Ooh, and you get rid of these guys by pushing a nail into the back of their neck. Huh. What? We still there?
We are.
Excellent. I was beginning to think that people had left me because I was a zombie. That would make me so sad. So sad. 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 Two more zombies. These ones are Japanese. Ooh, the Japanese are a little messed up. So the Gashadokuro. Dokuro. Gashadokuro. 15 times larger than any normal person. When it spies a human, it grabs him and bites their... I like these guys. Bites their heads off. Ooh. Ooh. No, I really like that. I might have to write something about that. And then the next one after that is Izanami. It's the younger sister and wife of Izanagi. She gave birth to five children, the islands of Japan, and died giving birth to a sixth, which Izanagi killed in rage, creating a number of deities. In a myth similar to that of Orpheus, Izanagi, unable to deal with his grief, went into Yomi, the Japanese underworld, to retrieve his beautiful wife, only to discover that she had become a worm-ridden, rotted corpse. Terrified, he fled, with the now undead goddess chasing him along with eight vicious hags. When Izanagi came to the entrance of Yomi, he sealed it with a boulder, and followed then by Izanami, the dead chick, cursing Izanagi and threatened that if she were ever to escape, she would kill 1,000 people a day, to which he then furiously replied he would create 1,500 more, and I really, that was it. Wait, what are people doing? Oh, they're talking about Skype. Who cares about that, right?
Well, I mean, we don't have Skype. We don't have the radio shows, right?
Oh, we'd have other ways. There are always other ways. We can find another way. Huh?
It's our primary way.
Well, maybe for you. Oh, I had one more thing to mention as a zombie-related concept. A zombie bank. Apparently, this is a real reference to a financial institution in Japan.
Oh?
Yes. And this is according to the Wikipedia, so obviously you can't necessarily say it's true. It could be, it might not be. But it was a term used to explain the dangers of tolerating a large number of insolvent savings and loan associations, and basically it's a bank that has no net growth. It's just all debts and offset by only enough profit to, or capital to say that, yeah, the debt's there and the coin is there to offset it. Okay, I stopped with that one. Oh, you know what? Jack, are you listening? Are you listening, Jack? Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Release the Kraken! Sorry, I had to get that one out. It was just stuck in there. It's like, yeah, okay. It's got to get out. So, now, one part of the zombie thing that I didn't go into was South African and Haiti and that whole voodoo thing. I like Haiti-style zombies because I think the mythologies behind it are cool. Well, not so much for the guy who's dead that's now a zombie, obviously. But, what do you mean we don't do that, Wolfie? Of course we do. We always release the Kraken. The Kraken is the whole point of coming to the show. Why, gadzooks and odds bodkin, Wolfie, if we don't have a Kraken releasing, we are not going to have a proper show. As I use in my fake British accent of one sort or another. back to the zombies, of voodoo. The idea being, well, they're not infectious. They're not really going to, like, create an apocalypse or whatever. It's just they're creating, oh, look, he's my little helper. Somebody could call him a slave. Somebody could say, he's my little zombie helper.
I want that.
Me too. Zombie. Yes? Go pick up the laundry. Okay. Uh-oh. Somebody just did a cute Kraken picture. Gadzooks, it's a puppy dog in a lobster outfit. Release the Kraken!
That's so cute.
Did you notice the movie Clash of the Titans, the remake? Did you see that movie? Do you understand why it's funny when I say release the Kraken?
No.
Oh, come on. You haven't seen the movie.
I know it's a quest in World of Warcraft.
Oh, you don't get the joke then. I'm using a fake, goofy Scottish / Irish / not quite English, but it's kind of maybe because, what's his name? What was his name? The guy who played that Greek god guy. Oh my god, I can't believe I can't remember his name right now. And I can't even remember the Greek gods. Liam Neeson, that's the one. Thank you, EW and Jack. Liam Neeson has a bit of a UK accent, right? But he's playing a Greek god. Greeks have a different, completely different accent. Yet, Rollis the Kraken comes out with a kind of slightly Scottish / Irish accent, and it's like, oh my god, really? It's the one biggest thing I had. Well, sorry. There's a couple of the biggest things that I had as an issue with that movie. Visually, it was okay, but they really tried too hard with 3D to get it, and it's like crammed in there, and it just didn't quite work. And then all of the Greeks spoke with English accents. And really, Hollywood, come on! Get some people with Greek accents to play Greek characters, not British accents for everybody else who has a foreign accent. Because there are more people in the world than just British people. And yes, I agree with EW. It was better watching Clash of the Titans in non-3D than it was in 3D. However, that all being said, the sequel movie, Wrath of the Titans, was a hell of a lot better. You still there?
I am. I'm reading what Jack just said.
Oh, yes. Try Alexander the Great. Yes, I like that one. That one was too... That also cheesed me off, too. Colin Farrell and Val Kilmer doing lame imitations in trying to speak Greek. And, wait. They're speaking English. But, oh, it was bad. And don't worry, EW. I won't give you no spoilers on Wrath. I will say it was a much better movie, much better CG, much better 3D, much better acting, and the story actually had some integrity. Very important parts in my part. I would say, yes, I would. Hey, who else is in there? Oh, hi, Randy. I didn't see you were there earlier. So, that, for the most part, in a nutshell, is most of the important things that I wanted to get off my chest today. Anything you wanted to add, Jazzy?
No, I added my rant earlier.
You added your rant earlier. Was it about Twilight?
The weather. No.
Oh, you ranted about the weather. Oh!
The weather. And people not being able to drive in this weather.
Speaking of that, I hate stupid people on the roads.
Oh.
Do you know what? I'm going along the road. And I'm going along my way, like I normally do every morning on the way to work, going that way. And I'm in the lane that I'm normally in, which is the driving lane. So on the right-hand side, there is a lane, and it goes down to the light. And then just past the light, it merges into the driving lane, which is the lane I'm in. Because you know what? I know this. Why? Because for the last 11 years, I've driven this way to work, like most of the other people on the road. You know that that's there? Yes, you do. Okay, I know. Yes. So I get to the end. And what happens? Every time, every day, somebody tries to zip along on the right to try and get ahead of me. Do you know what I do? Come on,
Jazzy. Cut them off?
I don't cut them off. That's rude. I don't let them in.
What do you do?
I block them. I don't let them in. They can get in line just like I did. And if they don't like it, they can kiss my hairy white zombie patootie.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, give me a topic to rant about. I will do it. I am in a mood right now. I'm all hopped up in tired pills. Overpopulation? I have already discussed and covered that problem. We need a zombie apocalypse. That will get rid of overpopulation. By the way, this world is not technically overpopulated. We don't even occupy a tenth of the surface of this planet. 73% of this planet is covered by water, and we don't live on any of it. We don't farm any of it. We don't fish that much of it. We occupy less than a tenth. Weir pig hair is worse than cat hair. It gets everywhere with the zombie pig hair. Ha ha!
That's just silly.
Everything is silly. Do you know what I have to say about life?
What?
Live it.
Okay.
Without laughter, there is no life. Life is all about laughter. If you can't laugh at stuff, stop crying about it. So, do you know what's coming up on after us in the next couple of minutes?
Free Pie.
Do you know who's going to be on Free Pie tonight with Mr. EW?
I'm afraid I do not.
I do, because he mentioned it to me earlier. I actually know this person. I have met him. It's Jake Bible. He's written a book, or two, or three. Two of the books. I can't remember the name of the first one, but it was a mech warrior type future science fiction apocalypse end of the world after kinds of things with very short chapters. And then he has another book called something, but I can't remember the name of it. But it's fun. I've read the beginning of it. It's good. And after Free Pie?
Mental Candy!
With Joan, a lovely and talented Canadian person. See how I did that with non-denominative type things? Like, hey, look, happy people, happy people, happy, 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 happy. Okay. Jack put in a comment that he wanted me towards rant about. And he wanted me to rant about, when you go shopping for pet stuff, the world is very prejudiced towards dogs over cats. Oh, yeah, but that's because dogs need more help.
But I love doggies.
I like dogs. I like cats. I like parakeets and little rats. They're all tasty. Put them in a stew. They're good for me. They're good for you. Ha ha ha. Hoo,
hoo, hoo. No.
Okay, so I'm going to rant about the dogs and the cats. Why is it that people are so much more inclined towards dogs than they are cats? Seriously, what's up with that?
Well, I go more for the dogs because I'm allergic to cats.
Me too, but you know what? Cats can take care of themselves. Why do the dogs have to have all the foodstuffs? Okay? And why, like, seriously, why do people put their dogs in little booty shoes? And I saw this one guy put a shirt on his dog.
Okay, yeah, that's just silly.
Yeah.
Silly. I mean,
the dog is... This is Canada. The dog grew up in this country. Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he was sheltered his entire life and lived indoors, and then you pushed his ass out into the cold, cold, cold Canadian winters out there, and okay, yeah, now he's going to freeze his butt off. But if you'd let him grow and develop like any other natural animal in the world, it would have gotten used to winter. No, you pamper the thing. You keep it indoors. You let it sit inside, and it just looks at the window and go, Ooh, cold. I'm not going out there. And then you push it out there. Of course it's going to be shivering. Now, if it had grown up out there, it wouldn't be doing that.
Of course it's going to be...
I heard that.
I heard that, too.
Who did that? That wasn't
me.
I didn't do it. He did it.
I agree.
Stupid pageants. What? Toddles? Oh, people who put their kids in those goofy little tots for tiaras and crap. Man, you want to talk about people who are going to grow up whacked out? Those kids is going to be whacked when they grow up. They are the kids who are going to be doing Harlem Shake and thinking, yeah, man, we're dope.
Oh, jeez.
And they're going to even say that, yeah, man, we're dope. And they're going to use the weak kind of, like how they just did the fake gang sign thing with the peace out figures. And it's like, wow, that's just not cool, man. Not cool. Those kids is not going to grow up to be well-integrated members of society with a degree of honor and personal rectitude. And EW is saying stupid thing. I think he's talking about the couch.
Yep.
I don't know why. But I'm going to call it about the couch. And oh my god, Skip Novak just did the HBB word in the chat room. Dude, why? No. I watched 30 seconds of that show and I felt at least 3 of my IQ points disappear. I don't know how anybody can watch that show. It is the lowest form of... Wow, that's just... Wow, man. That's just, like, so wow. But, that being that, we are living in an age where, you know, people will be sitting right next to each other on the bus. Two kids, best of friends, and they're chatting to each other in text on their smartphones rather than actually having a conversation with them. Hi, how's it going? Oh, not bad, thanks. How about you? LOL, TXT. People, come on, grow upset. Stop playing with the toys of the world. Get out there and live it. Be what you are. Be. Well, okay, I can obviously see what his problem is.
There's no WWW.
Sorry, I'm doing some electronic triage and helping somebody learn something. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. Yes, yes, yes. What, I should text that on Twitter, dude? What? No, I'm not going to do that. That would be silly. And you know what? I'm just going to think, because I just noticed what time it is. Our show is pretty much over. How's that, Jazzy?
Where did the time go?
I ate it.
Do you always eat the time?
You have to read a story called The Langoliers by Stephen King. It's about the moments between time and all these little creatures that eat the moments between time.
Huh.
But people, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Love y'all. You're all great people. Soon to be fed on.
Have a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.